Hello, welcome to Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 19. I've made it this far. So this episode is going to be about Nathaniel Isaiah Hale. I done a blog on him last year. It was just a short one, but some more stuff came in here recently, so I thought I'd do an episode on the podcast for him. But he was from South Point, Ohio. He was born on May 2nd, 1981. He would be last seen sometime around March 10th of 1999. His body would be found almost a week later on March 16th. Around 3:45 p.m., his body would be in a ditch just off Whitley Ridge Road near Ohio 775, north of Proctorville. He had been dead at least 24 hours prior to being found. He had been beaten to death. On March 17th, a white hat was found about 100 yards away from where his body was found. It was a hat he was known for wearing. Like I said, nobody remembers seeing him between the time frame of March 10th to when his body was found on March 16th. So he was last seen by his brother alive 8 days before his body was found. I'm thinking that would make it around the 8th or the 9th when he was last seen. But Nathaniel had spoken to a family member about a week before his body was found. They were planning a family get-together. And then March 10th rolled around, and he would not show up to the location where they were supposed to meet so he could catch a ride to his mom's house. He was living with friends at the time in Huntington, West Virginia. None of them reported him missing, but after his body was found, they said they hadn't seen him for about a week, and he left with an unknown man. Who is this unknown man? Was it common for him to be gone for days to a week at a time with nobody caring? This was taken from my blog I'd done on him last year. I tried to find some more information on him and reached out to a girl that said she was dating him at the time, and I won't go into a lot of detail, but let's just say I found her. I tried talking to her, but a male, probably her boyfriend or husband, took over and basically didn't want her talking to me, so I assume he was a jealous type of person. It'd be a dead end for me there, but yeah, that was a real weird thing. Like, yeah, they were like trying to call me and everything and really flipped out. Like, that all I was trying to do was try to see what information she could find, that she found. So, yeah. She basically apologized and said she couldn't talk to me, but wished me good luck. So, like I said, you fast forward to now. I was recently contacted by a friend who had some information on Isaiah's murder. He said there were rumors that some of Isaiah's friends knew exactly what happened and who did it, but they were scared to come forward. There is talk that this individual even bragged about it to some friends that he murdered Isaiah. My question I wonder is this... the friends that last seen him, and instead of just saying, hey, we know that unknown male, maybe they actually didn't know him, but they were just too scared to talk. You know, if they were scared, very possible. The major rumor around this case seems to be drug-related. A lot I've read says Isaiah owned somebody some money. It's very possible for sure. Another angle that goes with the drug theory is he was set up about buying drugs by two men and then was dumped by, well, he was jumped by two men, well, two other men. So I'm guessing, you know, they took him to that spot, the two guys, yeah. So four people would be involved. And I guess the two guys, I don't know the ones that took him there or whatever, but when the two other men that jumped him, that they beat him with a baseball bat. I've also heard it was a hammer, but I assume a baseball bat. They would later dump him in a ditch where he was later found. Another rumor going around is he was killed because he was gay. I didn't know him, so I don't know much about, you know, if this is true or not. Like I said, he did have a girlfriend at the time, from my understanding, so if he was gay, then it sounds to me like he was possibly, you know, bisexual, which, like I said, there's nothing wrong with that. I know some people, you know, especially around in these parts, that can be kind of bad. I had a best friend in high school that was basically made fun of, and he quit school over it. And, like, it even got so bad, like, even the vice principal was, like, kind of asking him some personal questions and stuff. So, it bothered him really bad. So, I could see that. You know, in that sense, but there's still, that's no reason to kill nobody, even if they don't do what you think they should do or be how they should be. You know, it's stupidity, basically. I came up with something the other day when I was researching this that caught my eye. It was someone who said they lived on Whitley Ridge. The story is out there, I will admit. But for me, it's a paranormal stuff that, you know, gets me really interested in a lot of things. And with it being paranormal based, and the show kind of has some paranormal angles to it here and there when I can put it in there, it piqued my interest in this. And the individual claimed to see the spirit of Isaiah in the area. I'm assuming they don't live too far from the area where it was found at, but they claim to see Isaiah's apparition running from across the road. Then late at night, you'll hear footsteps and hear screams of help. The story is probably, maybe, you know, not real, but, you know, who knows, really? You know, a tragic event did happen, but it does seem, though, the murder didn't happen on Whitley Ridge that I know of. I'm not familiar with that area, but they said something about they think he was beat at, like, an abandoned mine or something. So, whether he was or not, I don't know, but he was just dumped there. Not, like I said, how far distance that is. But if his spirit's still hanging out there, it could just be, even though he was dumped, it's just he's connected to that area, possibly. But one day, hopefully, some peace will be found for him, and justice will be served. But until then, you know, don't know really. Somebody's going to have to come forward with something. Like I've said before, you know, you can message the page if you have any information, and I'll get it in the right hands of people. Or you can call the local police department up in that area. Trying to think what else. So, yeah, you could do any of that. But I think that'll be it for this episode. It was another short one. But hope you enjoyed. And like I said, you can follow me on Facebook, Killer Crawl Space. You can join the group. And you can, if you can, you can rate me on iTunes. Whether it's good, bad, or okay, decent, I don't care. You know, I just like seeing reviews and stuff or comments. I like seeing people being interactive with the show and stuff. So, see, trying to think what else. You can follow me on Patreon if you'd like and help support the podcast. You don't have to if you don't want to. Let's see. And I'm hoping I'll have episode 20 out next month. Like I said, I'm going back to a serial killer. And he's kind of not really, he's known, but he's not known. But he's actually from West Virginia. So, like, you've seen the list, and it's Robert Joe Long, but he's from Canova, West Virginia. But there's not really nothing of him doing anything here, but he's actually somebody that I've written to for a couple years, so I have quite a few letters, and I'm going to be digging those out and going through them and pinpointing stuff that he's talked about in those. But, like I said, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you on next episode.